So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Reverend JFK Mensah, a seasoned Bible teacher with over 40 years of ministry experience. He is a pastor, a church planter, a missionary, and an international conference speaker. He is passionate about making Christ-like disciples worldwide. JFK Mensah is the General Overseer of Great Commission Church International. May you be transformed as you listen to the Word of God.
Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see now.
Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Lord Jesus, we are humbled once again as we take a look at your grace and your life. We are talking about leadership, and we ask that once again your presence will be here and you will minister to us in Jesus' name. Amen. So Tuesday, we looked at the importance of leadership. Wednesday, we looked at Jesus Christ, the greatest leader. Then Thursday, the task force people forced us out by their task force. And yesterday, I took the leader and his character. Christ-like leader, integrity, in character. And I try to establish for you that we lead from the core of our being. You lead because of who you are. You lead from your character. And when people see that you are honest, you have integrity, then they give you leadership because they trust you. Because leadership is first and foremost trusting somebody that the person is going a certain way, he knows the way, and you are following him. Today, I want to use the last slot we have to talk about Christ-like leadership and excellence. Christ-like leadership and excellence. Christ-like leadership and excellence. What is excellence? Why do you need excellence as a Christian leader? And if we have the time, how do you attain excellence? Excellence is from a Latin word, excellere. It means to rise out, up and above the rest. To excel means to be first class, to be A1, to be superb, to outdo other people. To shine above others. That is what we mean by excellence. Why? Why is excellence important for the Christian leader? The first reason is that excellence brings promotion and makes people give you leadership. In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29, the Bible says, do you see a man who is diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men.
Proverbs 22:29. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men.
Do you see a man skilled, excellent, talented in his business, in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean, obscure men. You know, Muslims believe in determinism. They believe that maktub, if it's written that you will be poor, no matter how hard you work, you will be poor. If it is written you will be rich, no matter how lazy you are, you will be rich. Maktub, it's written. Christians believe that you determine where you will stand. If you are skilled in your business and you are diligent in your work, you will stand before kings. You won't stand before mean men. According to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24.
Proverbs 12, 24 says, diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor.
If you are diligent, you will rule. You will lead. But if you are lazy, you will be a slave. Even those days, we used to have latrine carriers. You know, when people go to toilet and poo-poo, there were people who collected the poo-poo when I was growing up. Even among them, they have a chief officer who supervises the rest to do the work. And if you are a latrine carrier and you are lazy, you will always be the last. You will do most of the work. The lazy student who fails has to learn the same thing and repeat. But the smart student who studies hard, you take that year once and you are gone. That's it. So the lazy person ends up working twice as much as the hardworking person because you are lazy. Many Christians want leadership, but they don't want to excel. The truth is that in this life, when you do better than other people, they give you leadership. They say you lead us because you are doing better. If there is a male gynecologist, your wife is going to deliver, she will be naked before the male gynecologist, the doctor, because he is a doctor. It's not that your wife goes to show her nakedness to just anybody, but because the person is a doctor. Even presidents have their doctor, their family doctor. Everybody searches for somebody who knows how to do the thing well. Then they say, you lead. I see many people in church who want to lead, but you don't want to excel. What is the meaning of that? It is when you do something better than other people that we give you the baton to lead. If you are the best singer, we say, sing. If somebody envies you or is jealous, then every time they are giving the mic to the sing better, we will give you the mic. Don't just sit there criticizing when you cannot excel. Do it better. We will give you the mic. Skill, talent does not hide. If in this whole room you are the best singer, we will call you. I had two experiences when I was in the university which radically changed my attitude towards excellence. In our time, I'm talking about 1974, they were sweeping our room in the university. So one of the sweepers who came to sweep my room, he said, everybody is going to Nigeria, won't you go? And I said, no, I'm not interested. Moreover, Ghana, how can you get passport? It's so difficult. Then he said, I'm going. Then I said, how are you going to get your passport? He said, I have a passport. Then I sat up. I sat on my bed. You a sweeper. How did you get passport in Ghana? Then he told me his story. He said that they organized sweeping competition for all the sweepers in Legon Hall, my hall, and he was first. Then they organized sweeping competition for all the sweepers in all the halls in the university, and he was first. So they took him to sweep the house of the vice chancellor of the university. He was called Kwapong, Professor Kwapong at that time. So he became the sweeper for the vice chancellor. And when the vice chancellor was going to Nigeria and to UK, he got a passport for him. That's how he got a passport. This is sweeping, but he excelled, and therefore it brought its results. The second story was about the elder who baptized me. He himself told me his story. He said that he came from Amfuega in the Volta region to Accra. And he also, as a young man, wanted to make it in life. So because of that, he started going for evening classes with Accra. Mama, you remember the Accra where the education office is? Workers College. Workers College. He took his first exam, he failed. Then he took the second one, he failed. He took the third one, he failed. He said, oh God, I'm a Christian, why am I failing like that? Then he went on fast. It's a long time, so I've forgotten whether it was a 21-day fast or a 30-day fast. I've forgotten. But he went on a fast. And in the fast, God told him, I sent you to this earth to be a barber. So he said, if they hear in my hometown that I came to Accra and I am just a barber, they will laugh at me. So he took the next exam, he failed. Then he said, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Then God told him, take your table and your chair. Go and put it in front of the University of Ghana, the bus stop. Put it there and start barbing. This is why I sent you to this earth. So he remembered that when he was in primary school, he used to climb a chair and barb his headmaster. So he took his table and chair and put it in front of the University of Ghana, Legon, under the trees there. The first student he barbed, as he was going, people saw him and said, hey, who barbed you? He said, oh, the barber under the tree there. And the students started coming. After some time, lecturers of the university started coming. After some time, professors started coming. After some time, they started inviting him to their home to be their personal barber. One day, he was there. That time, he had advanced to a kiosk when a white Peugeot came and parked. Two policemen got out and said, we will guard the kiosk for you. Enter this car. And he entered. And long story short, he barbed the president of Ghana, President Liman, before he was introduced to Ghana. He was the personal barber of President Liman. Why? Not knowing that as he barbed on Legon campus, Nabila, Professor Nabila, came to be barbed, and he was the personal barber for Professor Nabila. He was on campus at that time. And when the Liman administration started, Professor Nabila became the minister for presidential affairs. And the president said, can you get a good barber for us? He said, oh, I have one. That's why they came for him. He said, when he finished barbing the president, they rolled these Ghanaian cedis into his hands. He didn't even count it. So carpets, presidential carpets you have never walked on, he walked on it because he was A1 barber. I am telling you that in this life, when he died, the lecturers, professors, doctors who were at his funeral, because he was barbing them, and when he's barbing you, he'll be preaching to you. Out of it, he bought land in Accra. He paid his children's school fees and all. I knew him personally. He was my elder. He baptized me. So, please, stop complaining. What you need is to excel. Human beings give you leadership if they see you are the best in something. If they are not giving you leadership, it's because they don't see any special thing about you. Many of us like mediocre, 50%. Now, if you are 50%, you are like everybody else who wants to pay for a 50% person. But if you are 90, 95, 97%, people tiptoe and beat their path to your doorsteps to come to you. Because of excellence. You cannot be the best in everything, but there is at least one thing you can be the best in the whole world. Are you with me? So that's the first reason why excellence is critical. It makes people give you leadership. They entrust leadership into your hands because you are the best in that area. Have you seen anybody inviting me to be captain of a football team? No. Because I don't play football. I don't know enough to be a captain of a football team. Two. Excellence attracts both God and Satan. Excellence attracts God and Satan. When you excel, when you are the best, you see that God is interested. Look at Noah. Look at Job. Look at Enoch. Look at Elijah. Look at Moses. Look at Daniel. Look at Joseph. Look at Paul. Excellence makes heaven feel proud of you and boast about you. The Job chapter 1 and chapter 2, God boasted about Job to Satan. God, he boasts about people. He said, have you considered my servant Job? That there is nobody like him, the whole earth. He fears God. He runs away from sin and evil. You see, God boasts about people. And if you are the best, if you are the top, if you are the highest, if you are A1, if you present world-class service, God boasts about you. He brags about you. And Satan too, because he had already gone round Job and seen that there was a hedge around him. Satan is very interested in quality people because he also wants faithful people. He also wants the best. The devil too wants the best. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Jesus said that, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
You see, some Christians, when they behave, the whole place around them is tomb. Tomb. Because people cannot see good works and praise God for your life. What do you have which people, when they see, they can praise God for? Do you excel in anything? You see? On the other hand, some of the things you do, Romans chapter 2 verse 24 says that, my name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. You see, some Christians, when they are presented, God's name is blasphemed because of them. Because, you see, the kind of thing you do makes people say, wow, if this person is a Christian, I also want to be a Christian. Because your life is a light. I think it's John 5:35. It says, John was a light. John was a light. He's a human being, but he was a light.
John 5:35.
Yes.
John was a lamp.
John was a lamp.
John gave light.
Yeah.
And you chose for a time to enjoy his light.
You see, he is a human being, but he is a lamp. He is a light. Are you a light? Are you a light? Do you shine? Can people see shining? Because you excel. You see, you outclass. We have been learning how Jesus is in you. You are in Jesus. You have put on Jesus as a dress. Jesus is being formed in you. Christ is strengthening you. You are dead. Christ is living through you. Christ is your life. All those things we have learned. If with all that you are not shining, then nothing can make you shine until you die. Yes, because the person, Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He said it. And he said, you too are the light of the world. You are not light because of you. You are light because the light of the world is living in you. Therefore, you are light. Now, the third argument for excellence is that excellence itself brings you fulfillment and satisfaction. When you excel, when you do something, and it is the best, you yourself, how do you feel?
When you... No. I will be...
Yes, let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse 30 and 31. Genesis 1, 30 and 31.
And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has a breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made.
God saw all that he had made.
And it was very good.
Ooh.
And there was evening, and there was five mornings. The sixth day. And there was morning, the sixth day.
God saw everything he had made. And it was, somebody said good. No, that's not what the Bible says. What was it? God marked his own paper and saw that it was very good. Very good. You see, we used to say pride in your work. When you do something and it's very good, you yourself, you look at it, say, yeah, this is very good. It gives satisfaction inside which money cannot buy. We call it fulfillment. You see, there are some things when you do, you yourself, you feel in yourself, excellence brings satisfaction within you. It brings fulfillment. You see, you within yourself, poor job is a shame to you. We wrote some books, and one of our daughters said she won't sell the books because they are not nice. You see, when you produce something which is not correct, it's not fine, you feel lazy to sign it because of the quality which it has done. Many Christians don't care. When they say preach a sermon, sing a song, lead worship, be MC, when work is given to you and you do it anyhow, 50%, are you satisfied? Are you happy? You yourself. If you don't care, there's something wrong with you, because there's a spirit in you. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, you are of God. You have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. He says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is victory which overcomes the world. Even your faith. Our inner man is satisfied with excellence, and you feel something about it. But not only that, excellence brings money. It brings prosperity. Excellence itself brings money. Why? Because people are only prepared to pay for the best. When I was young, there was a certain soap the women were calling Biriboro. Biriboro. Why? Because if you want to wash with it, it will soil your hands, and when you put it into water, it will just spread itself like this, and all the women say, oh, this. And then they were calling some cloth Rokpokpo. Rokpokpo. Because if you, it looks so nice, but when you wash it once, then it will leave itself like this. Look, the world now is no longer interested in 50%. Last time I was teaching in our diploma class, and I was talking about the seven Roman Catholic sacraments, and I forgot one. There was somebody in the class who immediately Googled and called it. The world now, even when you are teaching, can Google to check whether you are telling lies or you are telling the truth. Nobody is interested now in 50%. Everybody wants 90%, 100%. They are looking for the best cocoa, the best gari, the best shoe, the best shirt. Everybody is now no longer interested in second-hand things. Therefore, if you provide the best service, they will cross over from Accra and come to you in the village and buy. because your gari is the best in Ghana. Is somebody hearing me? So, excellence brings money. It brings wealth.
Follow JFK Mensa Ministries on Facebook and YouTube and invite others to listen to his podcast. You can also access some of JFK Mensa's books and keep up with his ministry at www.jfkmensaministries.org. God bless you.